VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Jonathan. You're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. Have you ever spilled your drink on the front of your shirt? Have you ever stubbed your toe? Have you ever cracked your head on something? I know I have. I think pretty much everyone, at one time or another in their lives, has been clumsy, and that's the topic of today's video, so I suggest you check it out. I have my own methods of dealing with my clumsiness, but I'll talk about those at the end. For now, let's listen to today's featured sentence. Okay, so here it is. Furious with and ashamed of ourselves, our clumsiness violates our self-image as competent grown-ups. Okay, I'll say it one more time. Furious with and ashamed of ourselves, our clumsiness violates our self-image as competent grown-ups. Okay, let's go over the pronunciation tips. Our first word, furious. Now, be careful because you can almost imagine there's a small Y after the F. Furious. It's not furious, it's furious. We have a couple of blended words. The blended words are ashamed of. So you can say those almost like they're one word. Ashamed of. We are ashamed of ourselves. Also notice that the F on of sounds like a V, not an F. Ashamed of. Our next word, clumsiness, has a short U for the first syllable, a long E for the second syllable, and a short E on the third syllable. Clumsiness. Now let's go to our vocabulary. Our first word, ashamed. Ashamed means feeling guilty or embarrassed about something you have done or about a quality in your character. Here's an example sentence. Jack apologized to Sally and said he was ashamed of all the terrible things he said to her. Our next word is clumsiness. Before we define clumsiness, we should define clumsy. Clumsy is an adjective. It means awkward in movement or manner. For example, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to bump into you. I can be clumsy sometimes. And clumsiness is the noun based on clumsy. Here's an example sentence for clumsiness. I'm sorry, I accidentally dropped your plate and broke it. I apologize for my clumsiness. Our next vocabulary word is competent. Competent means being able to do something well. Here's an example sentence. When my son moved out, I worried about what he would eat, but he's managed to become a pretty competent cook. And that brings us to the end of today's pronunciation challenge. So, what tips do I follow to mask my own clumsiness? Well, for starters, I almost never wear white. I tend to wear darker colors so that if I spill my coffee or some food on my shirt, it's less noticeable. Also, I take pictures of any pieces of paper or other things that are handed to me, like receipts or post-it notes, because I know I have a habit of losing things like that. But I think the most important thing to have is a sense of humor about it. It's easy to get angry or feel embarrassed after a clumsy act, but that doesn't help anything. It can be frustrating, I know, but I've learned just to roll with it and have a laugh at myself. In the end, life goes on and it's not really a big deal. But enough about me. I want to hear about you. How do you deal with your clumsiness? Do you have any tips to share? Let me know in the comments below. And don't forget to do your recording. I'm Jonathan for VoiceTube. I'll catch you next time.